Do the voice thing. Do the like the deep voice intro. The
deep voice.
Yeah.
That wasn't good. Don't breathe into the microphone as you're getting in a deep voice.
Come on, drummer.
Welcome to Growler Radio.
Try again. Maybe not. Try again.
What do you mean? That's not us? Welcome to the Perfect Pour.
Welcome.
Well,
this is Mikey.
Whoa, this is Nick.
And,
AKA Nick.
Wow. That's a freaking awesome nickname you have. Nickname.
Nickname.
That's the kind of humor you're going to expect for this next 45 minutes or so.
It's going to happen whether we like it or not.
So here we are, the Perfect Four, episode one officially.
We made it.
We did a pilot episode now. This is episode one. It's a craft beer podcast, and that's there you go. What else do you need to know?
I'd say beer adventure more than podcast.
Beer adventure.
That's beer venture. Let's be optimistic
here.
Mm-hmm. Stuff is going to happen. Beer will be drank.
Yeah, who knows, man? It's going to get crazy.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Insane.
It's too bad we're married because, I mean, imagine how many chicks you get.
We would not survive.
A beer podcast. Oh, my God.
We would be dead by the end of the episode two and a half. God.
Wow. Oh, so man. Jealous of those people with craft beer podcasts that are single. Oh, my.
Lucky.
Man, it must be crazy.
Lucky S.O. bastards.
No, but we're here. We're going to talk about, we're podcasting from Fresno, California, and there's obviously going to be lots of influence from Fresno and Valley breweries and stuff, but it's not going to be all. You don't have to be from the Valley to enjoy this podcast. Hopefully, that's what we're thinking. So,
yeah, we need to get more beer in Fresno.
Yeah,
that so we're doing our part.
We want the rest of the country and world to help the Valley get better. Get more beer.
We need beer. It. We're in desperate need. We are craft getting beer. Our butts handed to us in the craft beer community.
But we just want to promote craft beer in general. But
we finally have
really
some good beer.
Selfishly, where we're at, we need it.
We need it. Please send gift packs.
Come on, yeah. We're the poor and hungry of the craft beer world.
We need gift baskets.
No, we're not that bad. At least we do have breweries here and. We've got Coors Tioga Sequoia.
Yeah.
And they've been huge. They're just doing all kinds of stuff in the community. So not even just beer related, just doing stuff.
And very active in the community.
Full Circle, which, you're only going to get Full Circle out of the brewery itself. They don't bottle anything, do they? I don't believe they do.
Yeah, they.
I think maybe you can get growlers.
They're a growler bar. They want you to come and visit and fill your growler.
They want you to get there. They want to look you in the face.
Who was drinking
you drink
my beer?
Their beer. They don't want you to go home and drink it.
Yeah.
They want you to see your reaction.
They want to see your best bitter beer face. I guess. What other face do you make drinking beer?
And then there's Sequoia, which is different, but different from Tioga Sequoia. Sequoia Brewery is different. There are different people. At one time, back in the day,
there was some lineage between the two.
But now they are separate.
Ties.
But you can get Tioga Sequoia beer in Sequoia Brewery, but
you can't get Sequoia.
You can't get Sequoia beer with Tioga. Tioga. You can't get it.
And they're
outside.
Getting new, different recipes. They used to have a lot of the same. And they're gradually growing apart. Sequoia is developing their own recipes now.
Oh, okay. But, so one day maybe you see a time there won't be any, like, they won't be serving Tioga. Sequoia Brewery, the restaurant, won't be serving Tioga Sequoia brewed beer.
Or maybe they'll have a big reunion and get all back together. And
be let's one do it again with that new patio and stuff they got going on at the restaurant.
What is going on with
the
restaurant?
They got a new patio, and then I think now they're charging parking in that lot back there on the weekends.
Yeah, that's causing problems.
Yeah,
I've heard.
Causing some static.
Yeah, not good for the Tower locals. They're not happy about it.
Yeah. Yeah, the non-Tioga, or sorry, do not, I did not say edit, that. I said edit, Sequoia, edit. Non-Sequoia people. I've never had a problem with Sequoia, the restaurant, or anything. I know there's lots of people complain about it and stuff, but I've never had a problem in there, so.
That's good, because the last couple of reviews I've seen says they're not what they used to be. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, and maybe they aren't, maybe they are. I don't know. But everyone complains about something that's been around for a long time.
And then
everyone
changes.
Says, like, I mean, look at Livingston's has been complained about like that for years and years. People say, it's not the same, but still it just cranks every.
Yeah, there's always a new generation flocking
I guess,
in there.
So I don't want to go into too deep a Fresno hole here, but.
Enough of that.
But and then we have Three Monkeys out in Madera, and Three Monkeys and
Riley's Brewing.
Riley's,
yeah, who are growing. And they just got a deal in Las Vegas. If you're anybody listening in
Vegas,
look for their beer.
That's interesting, because Three Monkeys, like, they have Three Monkeys. The people that own Three Monkeys have a place in Las Vegas.
I wonder if that's their tie-in.
I don't know why. That's weird that Riley's would be going there, because I would think they're kind of rivals, being they're both from Madera, and they're both really similar.
Well, that's kind of the neat thing about craft beer is there's a camaraderie about it. Like, they're willing to help each other out, you know?
Yeah.
Especially the craft beer bars. They're always proud of other bars opening up in the same districts, or sad when they close down. Like, we lost the lamppost, and that was...
Yeah,
that was a big deal.
That's rough here, because they were good about having craft beer and stuff.
Yeah, they were. Actually, I think they had Three Monkeys.
There's gonna be, before I forget, there's gonna be a new craft beer bar in Tower.
What?
Next to I don't know if it's next to, but right by Teasers, there's gonna be a craft beer bar there.
That's awesome.
So look
that's
forward
a good
to
spot.
That. And because I heard
Fresnans
from a source.
Ooh, a source.
Email us info.
Yes, please do.
PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. Any kind of beer-related info.
That's going to be interesting. I'd like to see that.
But that's going to be, that's going to be amazing. If it's going to be like all focused on craft beer and you're in the Tower District, be sweet.
Yeah, finally we got craft beer places to
And reside. And then there is also a brewery in Clovis, a W. Have you ever had that?
I have. He's
they have
on
it
tap
at Popolo's. Yeah.
You
call it Popolo's?
Mind. Popolo's.
I've never heard someone say Popolo's.
Is it Popolo's?
I've always heard Popolo's, but maybe I've been hearing wrong.
Popolo's. You got to inflect it a little bit.
It's a Popolo's.
Popolo's.
I have not had it, though. What did you think of the W?
It was a good... just a traditional Marzen beer.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing I've hadn't tasted before, but different definitely for the valley. Traditional German beers I don't think are very popular around here.
Right.
You know, except for Oktoberfest, when that rolls around, thinks they're German. But he's got some new ones out that I'd like to try. I think I'm interested to see what else he's doing.
Yeah.
And he went to... the Morro Bay Craft Beer Festival.
Okay.
And I think he got an award for one of his beers.
Oh, all right. I'm sad I missed that, because that looked like it was pretty good, the Morro Bay one.
Yeah.
And there was the one in Aptos,
it was the same
too, I think, which is, you know, right there by Santa Cruz and all that stuff.
I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, that was fairly recently. I know Riley was just out there.
Okay.
Our friend Aaron went to that and was like talking about that Riley's. It was really good, so...
They make some good beers.
Yeah. So, So, there you go.
There's the
breweries that we know.
Beerstree.
There's one that's starting up, too. It was originally called Dominion, They changed the name now, and I forget what they changed the name to.
I heard but about
it's,
this.
It's got like a...
it's a Clovis brew, right?
Yeah, I think it is Clovis. Maybe, or Northeast Fresno.
Okay.
It's got like a royal theme, like a castles and dragons kind of thing going on. That's kind of their shtick.
Like crystal castles.
So I don't know. Look for that. I think they're brewing now. I don't know. I don't think you can get it anywhere yet.
No.
I've just been following them on Facebook, so I don't know.
Oh, they have a Facebook. Okay.
Yeah.
I have heard that something, a new brewery starting up. I can't remember the name either, so it's probably worthless talking
about
it.
That's what we got in the immediate Fresno area to enjoy. And then if you go a little bit further, Dust Bowl. And Dust
Bowl's doing some great things.
Yeah, they're really good. I haven't been to the brewery yet there. I think they've got a restaurant, full-on restaurant there in Turlock, downtown Turlock.
A restaurant and a brew house?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
I'm really so digging their beer. Their coffee porter just showed up here.
Okay.
And a really good beer, especially if you like coffee.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the coffee on that beer, but really good one. Had it on draft at Spokeasy.
Okay.
But they make a Scotch ale I wish would come to Fresno. Mm-hmm. They had it at the Oktoberfest in Tower District.
Oh, yes.
Really good Scotch ale. It had a lot of barrel notes to it.
Mm-hmm.
And good beer.
Barrel notes.
Barrel notes.
Wow.
I know.
One day I want to learn how to taste barrel notes.
Barrel notes. Yeah, Dust Bowl's doing great.
Yeah.
What else do we got?
That's kind
of. We got St. Louis. You can't forget.
Yeah. If you go a little further west, we've got Firestone.
Firestone.
And the St. Louis Brew, if you will even go further out. St. Louis, that thing's been there forever.
They have been.
St. Louis, yeah. Slow Brew.
Slow Brew.
And, they got a big enough venue. They have bands play there and. Like, you know, like legit bands, big touring, like some big touring bands, like we would get at Fulton 55 or something, very similar.
Yeah.
And those kind of bands. But, and then Visalia has Brew Bakers. I want to say there's another one in Visalia.
Is it Visalia Brewing Company? Is maybe, it that simple?
Maybe. No, I don't know.
I'm ripping that off. But yes, there is two of them in Visalia.
Yeah.
And they're doing well in the craft beer scene as well. They've getting...
But, like, you don't see their stuff... You can't, like, get it outside of Visalia, I don't think.
No, not from the breweries in particular, but as far as bringing stuff in, they're equal to us as far as new craft mm-hmm. brews and the craft brew scene down there.
Okay. Then, and then the mountains east of Bakersfield, there's Kern River... Brewing, which I hear a lot about, but I've never been able to try it because you pretty much can't get it outside of Bakersfield and Lake Elsinore, which is where they're at.
Oh, okay. So they're South Valley, I guess that would be considered. Right. Yeah, I haven't seen any of their stuff around here either.
Yeah, I don't think they have the capabilities of like getting outside of the area or the desire, one or the other. Because some people are just weird in the craft beer industry I've seen where they're not like all that into mass marketing their stuff or getting their stuff really out there. They're just kind of happy with their little, you know, brewing in their town and I guess breaking even in their town. I don't even know.
They're so like when a musician says he's doing it for the music, not for the money.
Exactly.
They're just happy.
Kind of like a really good local band that just doesn't ever, you know, doesn't want to go to Los Angeles or anything or San Francisco. Just like, I'm just fine here.
Yeah. They're happy just doing what they do. And as long as they can do it every day, that's all they want.
So I don't know if that happens.
It does actually.
I mean, there's a lot of good home brewers that would, I've tasted home brew. Producer Becky's uncle is a home brewer here.
Did you get to go Warthogs. And hang out with them?
And I went to the Warthogs thing on the river here. Recently,
no, but you said you're going to get to brew some beer eventually.
That didn't. He was sick the didn't weekend. Get to we gonna, so yeah, I'm going to be brewing here at some point and starting to be a home brewer.
Better bring some back for us to taste.
I'm excited about that, but yeah, he's very good and all his beer has been excellent I've ever tried, And I'm like, why aren't you doing something with this? Like, this is better beer than half the stuff in the stores. And he's just like, I'm enjoying, this is my hobby. I don't want it to be, doesn't have,
it
like,
gets out of hand.
He doesn't have that drive to do it, do it as a profession or make money off it or whatever. He's just happy brewing at home. And I don't know.
It's kind of peaceful. I've seen a couple home brews happen, and it's just kind of relaxing, I guess, for people. They like to just hang out with their brew and watch it, and mm-hmm. it smells wonderful too. Holy crap. almost like baking cookies, and it's just really good. But yeah, they just chill out and meditate over the beer, I think. It's like a release for them.
Right. And then making that as a profession or whatever would just not be...
Yeah, it'd become work.
Yeah, and then they don't want to make it work. Whatever. I'd love to get paid the freaking brew beer, but...
Amen to that, brother.
Yeah. So what else going on right now? Movember, Nick.
It is Movember. We're almost at the end of November.
Actually, yeah, at the end. December. You're listening to this in December, probably.
Probably. But so Movember's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I went with the full beard. I went for the no-shave November versus the the Movember. But Movember is becoming a huge deal.
Yeah.
At least on the West Coast. I guess it started back east.
What the hell is Movember?
Movember was started to, I guess, shouldn't make fun of it because it really is for a good cause. It's for men's health awareness.
Right.
And they got a website and you could check it out. But where we tie into this is Tioga Sequoia tuned into that this mm-hmm. year. And they started a team to raise money. And they're doing something really cool. They're doing a steal the glass night with the Movember glass. So your nice. Pint glass
has
a mustache. That's freaking amazing.
Yeah.
And they're doing well with it.
I didn't get one.
Oh, you didn't
what
come
the
out
heck,
then.
Dude.
Staying at home drinking beer.
Yeah.
What the heck?
They sponsored Dorktown, and I didn't get one.
Well, I'll talk to the... I know a guy.
It's ridiculous.
Who knows a guy.
So upset.
We'll have words.
Yeah. I'm going to have words with somebody that gives me beer.
Words and phrases.
I'm going to go ahead and not.
They start with please and end with thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and not argue or be mad at somebody that gives me beer.
Yeah, not too much.
Yeah.
But they got a team going, so it's going well. They're teaming up with Mike Oz from the B.
Yep.
Doing
He's
some
doing a
happy
lot of stuff
hours.
And
yeah.
happy hours in town. And it's nice that there it is, man. That's what we're all about. It's just getting out there, educating the public, and kind of getting a charge into the public about craft beer.
And getting to taste some really good beer while we're doing it.
Yeah.
They usually bring out the double dry hop when they...
Yeah, that's good. I had
double
that,
dry
man.
Hop General Sherman. Is there? Hopefully they're going to put that in production soon. I keep hearing rumors of that, so I hope that hits the shelves.
It best be. Get that tap room going.
That's going to be amazing when that happens.
Finally have one around here.
Talk about good times.
Yeah.
Big events. Maybe actually real bands like Slow Brew.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure.
That could happen.
I just need that freaking tap room open. I'll think about the other possibilities.
Just move right in there, kind of bring a cot.
Oh, we could start podcasting in there at least.
That would be damn near amazing. Another, sir. Fill her up.
Another thing going on right now. Something, a beer I've been wanting, trying to find. It's not always easy in Fresno to find something. We have sources at least, so we're not completely barren. We have sources to get interesting beer, but we don't have a bottle shop. We don't, which we
not
desperately
a
need.
Great one. We have BevMo, and that's...
Yeah, I would not call BevMo a bottle shop.
Yeah.
When I think of a bottle shop, I'm thinking like all beer.
Nothing but beer.
Focused on beer.
All beers all the time.
But I've never even been in a true bottle shop, so what I would think in my mind what a true bottle shop would be.
Yeah, I don't think I have either, because I think I would have been...
You've been walking around the boner all day.
Bottle shop boners.
I would have remembered that.
I think I would have remembered that.
But I've been looking for the
here?
Stone. The Stone, you know, drink the 92112. I've been looking for that. And
the elusive Enjoy by IPA.
Yeah, Enjoy by 92112. I've been seeing that a lot on all the stuff fall on Twitter and I'm just I've seen it compared to Pliny, saying that it's as you know as good as Pliny,
maybe even
stronger, but as good as Pliny, and that's a huge compliment in my book if that person I saw say that is correct.
Yeah, Pliny's still on top from what I've seen, so yeah. They're finally getting close.
So you're saying, Stone is taking swings at that Pliny.
They're
either purpose or on not
coming at
not,
them head on with this, huh?
So now I'm interested in this beer and I need to try it.
I think we might see it soon. I've been hearing some rumors it's coming Northern California, which I guess would be our region because they didn't label it Valley, so
yeah.
We're Northern California. But the thing I like about it, they're releasing a 12/21/12, the Apocalypse
nice.
Beer. They're saying you must drink this
so it's
beer
like
before
the
end of the
but
world.
But it's like the same thing as the nine.
It is. They brew a batch so often.
Same one. Okay.
They give you, I think it's 24 days to drink it.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're releasing them because they want them to be that fresh. They don't want to make one batch and let it sit forever. They want to release it and drink it, and it's gone in the next week or so.
Right.
So, yeah, they're doing a batch every so often, and the latest one is the 12th. The December release.
Could we get it in Fresno?
I think we could. Yep. We could with very little effort. Let's put it that way. I know it's in Morro Bay. There's a pub over there called the Libertine Pub. They've got it. Really cool place. It's a craft beer pub, but it's also a bottle shop. They'll sell you bottles to go. So we could take a little drive and enjoy by December.
I know a guy.
It's possible.
I'll send him down there.
It's very possible.
Morro Bay. The Morro Bay doesn't deserve things more than us.
I don't know how they're doing it. They're getting Dogfish Head over there, too.
Oh, that's nice you brought that up, because that's another beer that I've been looking for, wanting to try. Because I hear that's another one I see all everywhere is about Dogfish.
Dogfish Head, man. They've got something.
And apparently it's good because you know, I'm always seeing it. And I know it's an East Coast.
Yes. I've had their India Brown Ale.
Okay.
Which was really good. Really good beer. I wish I would have tried their 90-minute IPA, which is supposed to be the one to have by them.
Fuck. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I have not seen it in Fresno.
No, it's almost impossible
to get here. Not seeing anything
Dogfish
in Fresno.
I guess it's the distributorship. We just don't have it here.
Fuck.
Yeah. Again, we got to drive to the coast.
Damn it.
The coast.
Stupid coast.
Sitting there waiting. They're teasing us with it, hanging in front of us.
Jerkwad coast. I guess we should say what we're drinking right now. You brought this over. And
I know you're an IPA guy, so
yeah,
I found something
like it.
I thought you would like.
We're drinking Peak Organic Brewing Company IPA.
I guess the reason I bought this was not the label, but it's certified organic. That's why I wanted to try it so bad.
Yeah, I think this is my first try at an organic.
Yeah, the only other one I could think of is Sierra Nevada's Estate.
Yeah, do you know what makes a beer organic? Because I'm just, in my mind,
I'm glad you asked
I would
that.
Think it's like beer is just already organic. I mean, is anyone really spraying down their hops? That's the only thing I can think of is the hops were not treated with pesticides.
That's it. The ingredients, I read this, obviously. I'm not an expert on this yet, but it's either got to be 100% organic, meaning no pesticides, preservatives, nothing like that. It's got to be organically grown, or near organic, or almost organic is 95%.
Okay.
And you have to prove that the other 5% can't be grown otherwise.
Okay.
So it's pretty strict requirements, but that's it. You no pesticides, no fertilizers. Well, maybe fertilizer, but nothing harmful, I guess. That's
so
it.
It's
all about
so
the ingredients.
So I guess it's just, you're just hoping your hops don't get invaded by things, whatever hops
stuff
get invaded by. And I would think you probably would take losses, I would imagine, if you're not using pesticides on your hops, you're rolling dice, not that you don't get attacked by something.
Yeah, you'd have. Yeah, I think you. There's a certain way to garden where you could fight off certain bugs with other mm-hmm. bugs. You use nature against itself, I guess.
I think it can get like mold and that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah, the climate's probably got to be mm-hmm. right. I wonder if that's why we don't see a lot of hops around here. I wonder.
Yeah.
Just don't have the climate for it.
You would think because the valley, we live in the biggest agricultural region in the world. So you're thinking, wow, you know, we should be growing hops too. But I think it needs to be a little bit more moisture. The climate needs to be a little bit more moist. But I know people around here that do grow hops in their backyard, though, so it's not like it can't be done.
Not impossible.
But I think maybe on a mass scale in the valley, in a dry climate, it would be too difficult. Too much, you're using too much water, and water's pretty scarce for growing. It's pretty used up. It's probably like not cost effective. I bet you could do it in the valley. It just, you would be using so much water that it just wouldn't be, you wouldn't make enough from your crop, probably. That's just a...
To consider it worthwhile.
Valley guess. Yeah. Valley guess.
The valley guess. Is that a new segment?
Yeah,
the
sure.
Valley guess.
A new dumb drunk segment. Dumb the valley guess. Segment. I just can't freaking grow it.
I do it.
I freaking do it.
You don't tempt me.
Give me an acre or something, I'll grow you all the hops you want. Didn't need to be in the Portland, just the Oregon kind of grow it all.
The Oregonians? Why does Oregon have so many breweries?
Breweries. I was going to say, they're a huge hop region.
Yeah, and isn't Washington a hop region too?
Maybe.
They have a growers association up there, I believe.
Yeah.
Association.
What
else is new?
So, I have been drinking. This is something I want listeners to email in or Twitter us or on our Facebook page. Perfect Pour Podcast on Facebook, at Perfect Pour on Twitter, or email us perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. What you've been drinking. Something interesting. I don't give a shit if you've been drinking Bud Light and Miller Lite. That's not interesting. But, you know, something interesting, like friend Aaron from the LSB Connection, as known on Dorktown, he went to this place in Capitola, which is on the coast.
All right.
It's kind of north, kind of Santa Cruz area. And he went to Santa Andreas Rustic Ales, and had their triple IPA Northern Influence, triple IPA, and was raving about it. Said
that's
it was basically
hardcore,
like his best
IPA,
best IPA he's had, and
I don't
he's
think I've
had
anything
plenty.
Above a double on an IPA, and this is a triple.
And so, he was raving about it. So if you're in the Capitola, if you're in that area of California, Capitola, look it up. Santa Andreas Rustic Ales, Adairius. So
there it is.
People in Fresno, we always go to the coast, that area of the coast, and you pretty much either
Fresno's
go to,
vacation.
You pretty
spot.
Much go to San Luis Obispo, Pismo area, or if you go the south way, or if you go north, you basically go to Morro Bay, Santa Cruz area. So when you're in that area, try it in Capitola. And
speaking of Santa Cruz, you ever been to, I think it's called 99 Bottles?
I think, I want to say Aaron has brought me there.
Yeah.
Is it like on the water almost?
No, it's in their downtown.
Okay.
Downtown Santa Cruz.
Does it have like a lot of, does it have like burgers too? Like
yeah,
they're like really known for their burgers as well? Like
it's more of a restaurant, kind of like BC's.
Yeah.
Restaurant first and then pub second.
Yeah, I think we did go in there. That place was really cool.
But they have a huge bottle selection. I don't know if you could get them to go or not, but they got that old school feel like BC's where mm-hmm. you just beers around the world.
Uh-huh.
And first place I had the hemp ale from Humboldt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good beers.
Yeah, see? I think Fresno's ripe for this stuff, man. We need more.
Need more. I mean, please email us what we're missing out on.
Spokeasy and Fresno Brewing Company and BC's and Eureka Burger, all doing good.
Yeah.
And we need to keep that up. Keep those going and get some more.
Yeah, grow the scene and make it happen. Firestone's doing well here.
Oh, yeah.
And they're in Paso Robles. They're not too far from us.
Yeah, yeah.
But their beers keep showing up, and I'm really liking theirs.
So, yeah, so that brings me to what I've been drinking since the last podcast. Well, this podcast has just got me fired up on drinking and, you know, trying different stuff.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. Yeah, see, this podcast is firing me up. I'm going to just go through some of the stuff that I've been drinking.
I was hoping you would, because I've got a couple new ones to throw in there.
All right, good. Before we started, I was drinking Anderson Valley Hop Otten IPA.
That is an amazing IPA.
I'm not amazed by it. Really? I like it okay.
Yeah?
But it's like a little bit, it's not light enough for me. I don't know. Like, I'm not real educated on.
So it's heavy, huh, Doc?
It's a little bit heavy for me.
Ah. Too much on the citrus? Heavy how?
Yeah.
Come on, Mike, you can do this. I don't know.
See, man, I'm trying to get my palate educated and describe things properly. And
I've really been liking their stuff. Actually, their Barney Flats oatmeal stout's really good.
Okay.
I know you're not a big dark beer person, but...
one day.
They're doing good stuff.
I've had a Green Flash West Coast IPA.
Yeah? I've had theirs, too.
Oh, I love Green Flash, man. I think...
Okay. That's the one I don't like.
Green Flash is as good as Stone in some cases.
The Stone IPA or the Ruination?
They're both San Diego breweries. That's why I kind of compare them. But,
Their Le Freak was really good. That just hit gold at the Great American Beer Festival.
Yeah. Those you can get here at BevMo. You can get Le Freak and the West Coast.
West Coast IPA is good. I would take Anderson Valley over West
Coast.
Ooh,
I would not.
What?
I would take Green Flash.
We can no longer be friends. It is over.
Yeah, I'm starting my own podcast.
Welcome to the Perfect Pours. See, I added an S. New thing. Totally different.
Speaking of Stone, I also had a Stone IPA, which is, you know, standard, very good IPA.
Just good across the board.
And you can get it. It's good across the board, and you can get it in places in Fresno.
Yeah.
On
tap
places.
Or in the bottles. It's everywhere.
We're outside of, like, of course, like Spokeasy and Fresno Brewing Company, but like, where else have you seen it on tap outside of those?
Let's see.
Like in a normal place?
Now that I think about it, no.
See?
You're right.
Yeah. Fine. Good thing I freaking here to check you.
Maybe I'm thinking Lagunitas. I had a Lagunitas. Ooh.
Yeah.
IPA.
You know what? Audi's Olympic here in town.
And
they've got Lagunitas.
I've got one better than that.
And what?
The Elbow Room.
The Elbow Room. I haven't been there in a while. What did they have?
They had Lagunitas IPA.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, I
would
amazed.
Not have think they would.
I had no idea that it would be there. And the guy opened the fridge, I said, I'll take that. So.
Oh, yeah. They have bottles.
They have bottles, yeah.
Okay.
Their taps are Bud Light and Stella and Shock Top.
Yeah. But. There you go. Those are standard Fresno taps, by the way. Those of you listening outside of Fresno. It's very standard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good that they had that, though. Mission Shipwreck Double IPA.
Excellent.
That was the first time I had that.
Where'd you have that?
No, I just bought it at BevMo.
BevMo's been, they carry quite a bit of Mission.
So,
thank goodness.
That was good. I really enjoyed it.
Eureka Burger had it on
San Diego,
tap for a while.
Another San Diego brewery.
Eureka Burger, did they? Yeah, they had that and the Dark Seas.
Eureka Burger really loves the Shipyard. Is it Shipyard?
Oh, Shipyard Brewing, yeah.
Yeah, they really love them. Like, they've got some sort of thing with them or something because it seemed like they...
Yeah.
They have a lot of their stuff.
Where is Shipyard from?
I don't even know.
because they have, Eureka's got a couple of restaurants. They've got like six restaurants.
Right. Yeah.
So they do a lot of trading, I think, between them, which okay. is kind of a bonus from what I'm, what oh, yeah. I'm gathering. You know, when you could trade, like Yard House. Yard House has
oh, okay.
amazing selection. Yeah, I that's because they could trade between their restaurants.
Yeah, I went to Yard House for my birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike. Hey,
thanks. And I got some, you know, always, the Yard House is great because you can always try something you haven't tried before, pretty much. Yeah. If you've tried everything at Yard House, then wow.
Good Lord.
You are going after it, pal, because they got over 100 beers on tap. I tried from Grand Teton Brewing. I had not heard of them before. Sweetgrass APA, American Pale Ale.
Wow.
And
that sounds really tasty.
It sounds tasty, but it quite, to me, it was not tasty. I was really wanting it to be, too, the because it's opposite. From Idaho, which Grand Teton Brewing is from Idaho. And I'm like, I don't know. It sounded good. It looked good. And it just was just kind of like, meh, it's kind of okay.
Bummer.
But I mean, I don't want to just judge something by one tasting. You want to have it at least a second time somewhere else and some.
Yes.
Because you never know. I don't know how well.
It changes.
I don't know. I would assume that Yard House cleans their taps well, and I wouldn't even know.
I haven't had a bad beer yet.
And I wouldn't know. I wouldn't even know. I don't educated. My palate's not educated enough to be like, oh, this tap's not been cleaned. I don't know. People know this. Yeah, but if it's a new beer I've never had and it's like. How would I be able to taste that? Oh, this the tap hasn't been cleaned on
it
this.
It would taste like somebody put their foot in it. You would know.
Wow. All right. But see, then maybe I would blame the beer. I'd be like,
did I order the foot ale?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I get the foot IPA?
You guys brew foot beer?
Foot beer. I never had foot beer before. Yeah, I think you would know. There's.
All right. Well, then if something tastes like feet, then I'm like, hey, clean your taps.
Clean your taps.
You sons of bitches. Also, while I was there.
You're getting around.
Yeah, dude. The first beer I had, this was a wallop, too. It's from Knee Deep Brewing, which is up in the Sacramento area.
Yes.
Which they make good beer. Knee Deep Brewing makes good beer. Hop Shortage Triple IPA.
11, very topical beer
11.5.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, on Twitter, there's a little thing going on.
Yeah.
11.5.
Nice.
It was good. It was a little bit dark, and coloring, and it was surprisingly easy. I don't, maybe I'm just getting to be a real alcoholic, but I didn't have too rough a time drinking it.
No, some easy beers mask alcohol really well.
This one did.
Yeah.
Right, so I've never been not been impressed by what Knee Deep things I've had from Knee Deep Brewing. So there you go. Those are a couple of beers I had at Yard House.
You had some good ones. You went.
Yeah. Sweetgrass. I want to try something else from Sweetgrass. As I'm just I so want it to be good.
It just sounds like it should be.
Yes.
No reason why it shouldn't.
Let's see what else. I had a Union Jack, and. I've had Union Jack a couple times before, and I love Union Jack, but I had one, and I don't know what was going on that night, or if I had an old bottle, but it just was like, I just kind of didn't taste that great to me.
I'd go for a double Jack. I mean, if it's there, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Union Jack's usually not bad.
Yeah, exactly. I don't.
Jack usually is the way to go, though.
Yeah. just go double.
Just go double.
Because I got it from Fig Tree Liquor, which now it's called like Discount Liquor or something. And they have a good Firestone. They're good with their Firestone. They have about three or four different Firestones.
Yeah, I was surprised they had the double DBA. Yeah. Did you see that there? Was it still there?
Yeah, it was still there.
Holy crap. That was shocking to see.
Yeah. So they've got good Firestone selection.
Yeah.
Another place just to... Real quick, in Fresno, that was good place to check out and support is a liquor store on Herndon and Marks next to the pub, next to Buying the Bog, one right there. They have a good selection of beer in there, especially European. I think they play off Body in the Bog.
Oh, and they bring in...
Like we had said on the pilot episode, Body in the Bog has, you know, they're big on European stuff.
Yeah.
And this was like, this. They have more so than you would expect at a normal liquor store, you know, convenience store. It's not a liquor store, it's a convenience store. And they've got a lot, just things I've never seen before.
That's a strange trend.
And I had tried... It's happening, though. Yeah. I tried the... They had a Sam Adams Third Voyage IPA. And I was like, all right, I'm going to try this. I'm not a big Sam Adams guy necessarily.
Yeah.
When you're putting it into the world of craft beer against other craft beer, I'm not a big Sam Adams guy. Now, if I'm out and Sam Adams is the only craft beer-esque thing on tap, I'm going to get one. But... when I've got other things to choose from, I'm not a real big fan.
But go for the Sam Adams.
But like, oh, this Third Voyage looks very good. And I mean, maybe it's my bias, but
it's a crazy bottle
like
too.
It's a cool volume bottle.
Yeah,
I've got it on my shelf of bottles.
Oh, there it
collection.
Is.
And I didn't like that as well. Wasn't
that is that the American Wild Ale, the third?
It's an IPA.
No, it's an IPA. Okay, they've got one. It's an American Wild Ale.
It's a double IPA,
and it's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
yeah. Sam Adams is branching out a little bit. They're trying to reestablish their
I have gotten a sense of that the way they've been presenting themselves lately. They're like,
yeah, I think they're afraid of getting too big.
Now they're like
appearing too big.
They're all we're still craft beer.
Look at us, guys.
Yeah, look. Like, because Sierra Nevada kind of has that problem as well as being, like, kind of considered too big now to where you kind of don't even
think about them.
Think about them necessarily when you're, like, really diving deep into craft beer. They're, like, as far, when you're looking at craft beer, they're, like, the corporate guys. You know, Sam Adams and...
close to that line.
Sam Adams and... Sierra Nevada.
Yeah. But I enjoy Sierra Nevada
a lot more than Sam Adams stuff.
That was my thought, was Sierra Nevada just hit it on the head with their craft brews.
Yeah.
Their small batches stuff.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to their brewery.
I know that. I believe I've heard that the Lagunitas guy, the owner, proprietor, creator of Lagunitas, he's kind of bitter towards Sierra Nevada. No, because I think... I believe Lagunitas was been out there before Sierra Nevada, and I think he kind of implied that Sierra Nevada is just basically just copied what they did and just mass marketed it, essentially.
they sold out sooner.
That's just my interpretation. That's not like directly quoting him or anything, but that seems like that's what he feels that Sierra Nevada is like, and he's kind of outspoken about his stuff, so... We're talking about the knee deep thing a little bit ago, that he was on Twitter. Knee Deep has a beer that's basically their label is pretty similar. I've never thought of it before, and it was pointed out necessarily as a copy. I never even thought of it before, and then it's got the big block letters,
but other than that.
The letters look similar, but outside of that, I don't know. I don't know if it's enough that I would complain on Twitter about it.
Yeah, he's been very vocal lately. He was getting in on the whole corporate beer versus craft beer snafu that's been going
around.
But
I like him because he speaks his mind.
Yes,
and
very much.
So he's entertaining. And that's kind of cool about craft beer, like in the business world. They're kind of like, they're a little bit more like, I don't give a shit. You know, I'll say stuff because, you know, rather than somebody who's in another form of corporate, some sort of business, you know.
Well, I think they wait until they have a leg to stand on before they totally go irrational on
true. If I'm the Lagunitas guy, I'm like, you know, I've got clout. I can say shit.
Yeah, I've sold at least one beer to somebody and they've liked it, so I've got something to say now.
And which I love, Lagunitas is very good stuff, so.
They make some killer IPAs. Their Maximus IPA is one of my favorites.
Oh.
Ooh. Have you had that?
So, no, I haven't.
Uh-huh.
There's another one.
Next bottle swap, Maximus IPA.
What do you got? You've got another. We've been drinking this Peak. You've got another one I'm waiting to try that you brought over. for us to try.
Are you ready
to try
that?
It's in the fridge. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it means I got to step away.
It's in the beer fridge.
The beer fridge.
Let's step away. Let's listen to some music while we step away.
Play some sweet sounds of Tony Bennett while I'm gone.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Be more like metal or something.
Metal. Much better than mine. Okay.
All right.
Okay, everybody.
All right.
I'm back. So,
now.
So new beers have also been on my agenda lately.
Yeah.
Before I talk about this one, chalkboards do well for me. I don't know, that sounds strange, but.
In breweries, you mean?
Picking beers by the label.
Uh huh.
I would not have tried half the beers I have tried by the label. I always go to a bar and look at the chalkboard, okay, which I think is the greatest concept ever.
This is my complaint about Sequoia as a restaurant.
No chalkboards?
They have a chalkboard, but it's just weak. It's just not.
Not colorful and vibrant.
I like the full, like, on display chalkboard about their beer. And, like, you know, it lists all the beer that they have on tap and lists their stats
and
whatever.
You get to stare and drool and form your wish list as you're sitting
there.
Yeah,
and that's the big problem with Sequoia is it doesn't really have – they have, like, a board up above their bar, like, that's kind of outside the bar that's kind of – you can't really see if you're at the bar. And then they have another board off to the right that usually lists, like, more of their food stuff.
So
it's not that classic brewery.
You still have to go up there and ask them, what do you have?
Kinda. Yeah. I mean, they have the taps and stuff. And they have like things on the bar, like a little menu thing on the bar.
Maybe they do that so they know who's going to ask for Bud Light. You got any Bud Light?
Yeah.
ding, ding. Chalkboards over there.
Yeah.
So yeah, chalkboards are doing well for me.
I love chalkboards.
Flying Dog. You ever had any Flying Dog?
No.
They have one called a Gonzo Imperial Porter.
Where's Flying Dog out of?
I wrote it down. I think they're out of.
They're out of somewhere cool.
My notes are confusing.
Notes. What kind of notes does this beer have?
This has barrel aged notes. So Flying Dog is one I tried. I think they're out of. They're East Coast.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Now I shouldn't have brought that one up because I don't know anything about it.
Son of a bitch.
So Flying Dog Gonzo Imperial Porter, Dust Bowl's Coffee Porter, another good one, and Lips of Faith Imperial Coffee Chocolate Porter.
Lips of Faith.
So Lips of Faith is New Belgium Brewing.
Okay, yeah.
And they partner up with somebody. So this one was Imperial Brewing.
Oh, okay.
And they did a coffee chocolate porter. Really good beer. All, I guess,
Flying Dog is
winter.
From Maryland.
Okay, they are from the East Coast.
Yeah.
I was right. Success.
Success.
But I never would have picked them if it wasn't for reading off the chalkboard, because their label is kind of strange looking. It's really loose handwriting and these like light,
it
pale
is.
Colors. Just
like it's hard to like tell what's going on in some of them.
Yeah, maybe it was too intense for me. But the beer was amazing. I could not believe the flavor on that beer. It was pretty bold too. It was a 9%er.
Wow.
And you knew it was
alcohol you can't taste.
Oh yeah. It was a truly unique beer. But what got me about this one we're about to taste. The last three quarters of the label are nothing we haven't seen before. It was the big word striped across the front that got me to try this one again.
All right. Arrogant Bastard.
Not just Arrogant Bastard.
Yeah.
Stone's Oaked Arrogant Bastard.
Stone Brewing, San Diego. Oaked Arrogant Bastard. Nick's making me try something oaked.
And dark.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I'm trying to be like a good beer drinker and pull something out of it that I can describe.
Are you a fan of the regular Arrogant Bastard?
Yeah, a little bit.
See, I was the same way. That's why I was curious to try this one, see if the oaking did anything to it.
Yeah, I've had a couple Arrogant Bastards, and it's been a little while, so it'd be hard for me to say how different it is. What are you tasting in here?
I'm tasting something sweet, almost like a honey. It's not as hoppy as I remember.
Yeah, I'm not getting hops at all.
Really. Yeah. But it's good. It's different. It's just different enough, I think. They did a really good job on blending it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
it's nice. It's nice to eat. Yeah. Nice to drink.
A little change up.
Yeah.
But again, it was the chalkboard thing. The way you labeled it, they striped it across the top. Big letters, oaked.
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 So this is something special, damn it. Look at it. Yes. It's oaked.
By me.
Okay, recently, we're going a little long here, but I went. You ever go tailgating? Fresno State football game?
Football I don't game actually. I'm not much of a football guy.
Yeah, I didn't sense that you were.
Yeah.
So, like, how are you? Because at Fresno State tailgates, you're not allowed in glass. Even though I'm sure you could slip it in there, but.
No, it doesn't happen.
That's what she said.
That's what
she said. So you're supposed to bring in cans, and I didn't prepare myself to go and find something craft beer-wise in a can, so all I had time was to stop at 7-Eleven, and they had nothing. I was like, maybe they'll have Sierra Nevada in a can. I was like, I might get lucky here.
Which is happening.
But no, they did not. So all I could do was Rolling Rock was the best beer I could come up with in a can. All right, so that was rough.
That was you had to power through that one, huh?
So
knock them back.
I mean, it was all just light, you know, all the Coors, Bud, all the natural Natty Lights, all those things. And if you're in 7-Eleven, they're not real good about the craft beer stuff, especially not in a can. So completely on board with craft beer in a can? It seems like everybody pretty much is. I haven't heard too much dissension about craft beer in a can.
I get why they're doing it. I just haven't found one I like better in a can yet. I've tried the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale in the can.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Not too much different.
Now, were you drinking it out of the can?
Yeah, actually out of the can. Okay. Straight out of the can.
You're talking about, when you're talking about out of the can versus out of the bottle, hell yeah, out of the bottle is better.
Yeah.
But technically, I mean, now if you're going to pour them both into a glass, I guess you're going to have a better beer with the can one, technically, because the can one has never seen the light of day, has never been exposed to light, which is something that's going to hurt the beer.
Now, even though the cans are lined, they still say they change the flavor a little bit, though. But there's the argument that they're brewed in stainless steel pots anyway or fermenters.
So I don't know. I'm not, palate's not up to par yet if somebody poured blind taste test poured it one that's out of the bottle, it was brewed at the same exact time, one was put in a bottle, one was put in a can, comes to you, they pour it out into a glass, you
set them
you
side
taste
by side
it,
so the
side
old
by side.
You're talking Pepsi Challenge here.
Yeah, I'm wondering if
you're
you would taste any difference
taste test. I don't know, actually.
I don't think so. Unless that one in a bottle got exposed to light somehow, or.
Yeah, which would totally ruin the beer.
Right.
But I guess the biggest advantage to cans is you could ship twice as many
for
the same price, because the can weighs so much less than the glass bottle.
Okay.
So you could double up your load. And the other big thing is cans can be... Well, glass can be recycled and cans can be recycled, but people are more likely to recycle their cans. That's the other thing, the green initiative behind that.
Okay.
So that's the big push behind the cans, from what I've read, is shipping costs is just significantly reduced. Flavor, I don't know. I tried the Shift Lager out from New Belgium and I didn't care for it out of the can.
Oh. Well, drinking out of a can. I mean, if somebody says drinking out of a can is better than drinking out of a bottle, I'm going to punch them in the face.
Yeah, smack them with your can.
Yeah, I'll smack them with their can. I'll say,
get your can out of my face.
But I don't know. We can either somehow find, because I don't think there's too much in Fresno you can find out of a can craft beer wise outside of Sierra Nevada.
Kona does it.
Belgian. Have you seen Kona in Fresno in the can?
Yes. Got that? Save Mart has it.
Okay.
They got the weird toppers too. Have you seen the new can toppers?
Mm-mm.
It's not the old loops where the seagulls would get stuck in. They're,
right.
There are these new like plastic tops that are all solid on top.
Ah,
all
right.
I think that's, Guinness. Guinness has always been in cans.
Well, yeah.
It's weird to think that's something new.
Yeah.
But they come in the cool cardboard. That's weird. I've always bought Guinness in the can versus the bottle.
And that doesn't.
And Boddington's too. Boddington's
in the can. That's pretty common. Yeah.
Murphy's.
Mm-hmm.
All these Irish stouts come in cans and have for a long time.
Yeah, you know,
so why is it so weird that craft beer?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just thinking about this right now. Why?
Wow.
What? This is amazing. It's blowing my mind.
So anyway, that's a podcast. That's a flow or flow. I was gonna say too many damn podcasts going on. That's a growler radio.
Yeah.
What's up? No, the perfect pour.
We're hijacking.
Yes. Please look for us on Facebook
and Twitter.
And email us. So
and, iTunes.
iTunes. We're on iTunes now. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. If you're on Stitcher, give us a thumbs up. If you're on iTunes, give us some 5 stars and a review. You can, like, even if maybe we don't deserve 5 stars, I get that. But go ahead and put 5 stars anyway. And then in your comments, you can criticize it. Because I don't think, I don't really think that the tone of your comment matters as far as your rankings, you know, is getting some iTunes.
We just want stars. Rank.
You know,
we never got them in elementary school, so we want
like,
stars.
Hey, give us a real comment, like, yeah, you guys need to do this and less of that. Cool, do that, but just make sure and do it with 5 stars.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. Otherwise, just don't go to iTunes at all.
better stay away.
Just stay away from just it.
You back away from that.
But yeah, so if you know, always get us on Twitter and all the methods. Just talk about what you've been drinking and. Or anything about the show, or there's tell us something we need to try and find here in Fresno. If you want to do a little exchanging on the mailing, I know Growler Radio has said maybe allegedly that they maybe do that.
Don't tease me with that sort of talk.
Basically, that's another thing I need to get educated on is so it's, I think it's essentially technically illegal to ship beer. Apparently, but you just don't say you're shipping. Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna go to the post office and say this is a box of beer.
Hello, everybody.
I'm shipping beer. This is a whole box of beer. You just ship it and don't say what you're shipping.
Big old box.
No one's gonna open it up and say, I bet there's beer in here. So yeah, go ahead, ship us some beer.
Ship us some
beer.
We'll
do a little exchanging. We'll give you some Tioga Sequoia. You give us what you got,
and we'll give you 5 stars.
We'll talk about you. So, yeah. So cheers to, want to give some cheers. Cheers to Beer Pulse website.
Beer Pulse.
And Beer Advocate and craftbeer.com. Those three websites are very key in the craft beer world. And just give some, want to give a cheers out to those guys.
I loved Beer Advocate's live broadcast of the Stone Vertical tasting. That was pretty cool.
Damn, I missed that.
Yeah,
that would have been times. Sweet.
I wish I had a longer
was that hour. Was that one of those YouTube hangouts, or was it just internet streaming?
It might have been a hangout, but they had it live on their site. You just opened their site, and there it was.
It was on video, or was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, live video feed. And of the guys doing all 10 years of the Vertical Epic tasting.
Damn it.
That was pretty sweet. So thanks, Beer Advocate, for posting stuff like that. Cheers to the local show, KFSR, Fresno Radio.
Yeah.
Josh and Jamie.
They
gave us a plug tonight. That was really cool of them.
Yeah.
So hi to those guys.
Yeah. And cheers to Growler Radio, another craft beer podcast.
Episode 19, I think they
said
hello to us.
There's a lot of beer related podcasts that I want to give cheers to, but I want to make sure that I get them all right. So next time,
yeah.
But there's a lot. If I see one out there, I listen to it. So I'm not gonna sit there and hide and say I don't listen to other craft beer podcasts. I listen to them all. Actually, I think I listen to every single. A podcast out there that's craft beer related. So, but next time I'm going to line them all up and just talk about all of them or throw them all out there. But yeah, there you go.
There it is.
So
thanks.
Thanks for listening to this. And we'll keep doing them.
Send us beers to try.
Send us beers.